Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please?
Attention. 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 Do I have everybody's attention now? Burn it
down! This is the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Finally!
Scotty Villa brings you your new favorite pro wrestling podcast.
There is nothing you could do that is more dangerous than wrestling CM Punk.
He's got the latest in covering all of the major promotions in professional wrestling.
Austin 316 says I just whipped your ass.
Breaking news and hot topics, he's covering everything from Monday night till Sunday night's main event.
I'm the hottest thing in professional wrestling. I'm Dr. Britt Baker.
And we never forget to go old school.
I was rowdy before rowdy was cool.
From the golden era.
The irresistible force meeting the immovable object.
To the attitude era.
And if you're not done with that, Philly's got two words for ya.
To the revolution.
It's about the 14 years it took me to go from undesirable to un-goddamn-deniable.
And everything in between.
Superkick Hotel!
This is your pro wrestling podcast. This is In My House.
Give me a hell yeah!
Welcome to my
Welcome everyone to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast. We are back. It might be a day late, but it's worth the wait. Scotty Villa here with UK Tom.
Ooh,
that's it. What's going on, pal?
Hey, we fired Mike again.
I mean, if you don't show up to work,
you're gonna get fired.
That's what happened.
We're the final bosses after
that. That's right.
We're gonna get sued for gimmick infringement.
Yeah, they could try. We got a paralegal on hand, so
that's not anymore.
Oh yeah, true, not anymore. It's so good.
How's it going in the very snowy Saskatchewan?
Oh, dude, you might hear it in the background, but they're clearing out my parking lot right now, which is great. But you'll hear some beeping and some grumbling probably because they didn't start clearing it out until about 5 p.m. when everybody gets home from work. So well, yeah.
I'm still laughing about the fact that the city had no snow plows because they all got stuck in the snow.
So many got stuck in the snow.
It
and
was
guess,
so
guess what?
Funny.
We're supposed to get another like 20 centimeters this weekend.
Yeah, we're fucked.
We are absolutely screwed. Like, yeah. There's no hope with this city. Dude, when I went to work today, this is very like local Regina, Saskatchewan. But I went to work today about 20 to 10 and Louvain hadn't even been touched yet. It was still a disaster. That's a main road in Regina. Unacceptable.
Well, I was driving to work at about 10 to 7, and I was trying to turn onto Arcola, and somebody in their very big truck with their very small penis decided to drive into a snowdrift and fucked up the whole road for everybody, thinking they could just plow through it. So, hey, live in Regina and you're stuck in a snowdrift this morning by Arcola and you happen to listen to this show, fuck you, because you made me late for work. But
thanks for listening, Belle.
But we love you for listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't forget to hit like, subscribe, and share.
But don't drive into snowdrifts.
Yeah, just take it slow and easy. Like, but not too slow. Don't be that person out there that's going 20 when there's no need to go 20. Just holding people up.
But I was on the way home from CWE yesterday.
Mm-hmm, it was yesterday.
So I got onto the ring road, for which those of you who don't know is a 100-kilometer road. Someone was going 20.
Ugh, just asking for trouble. Just asking for trouble. Yeah, it sucks that people are out there kind of donking it around, not driving the way they should and getting stuck. Do you know who didn't get stuck? The CWE crew. That's right. It was quite the snowstorm we got here in small town, small city, Saskatchewan and Southeast Saskatchewan, but the CWE crew powered through it all. The first big snowfall of the season and it didn't go away. And that CWE crew made it to the Queen City here this week. And the In My House pod was there. Tom, we had a blast for a Tuesday night snowstorm CWE show. Lots of fun, pal. Better crowd than we thought. We were expecting that we were going to be the only ones there, to be honest with everybody. But a solid crowd showed up, which is great to see.
I was really pleasantly surprised with the crowd, especially for a Tuesday, and especially in the middle of a giant snowstorm. And CWE always deliver.
They really do.
But last night, I don't know if it was just there was something about the show or the guys had to prove, but it was real fun. I had a great time.
Pretty much every match delivered in a way that was like, man, they're getting after it. And fuck yeah, good on them. And that's not to say they never did it before, but we just really noticed it again last night at the show where spine busters were hitting hard, body slams were hitting hard, drop kicks were being thrown out there and laid in. And it was a hard-hitting, high-impact CWE show.
Speaking of hard-hitting and high impact stuff, I think before we start talking about matches, we got to give it up for Stripes.
Yes.
Now AJ Sanchez, the Crusher, who is a big man.
Yes.
He did the heel tactic where they throw the chair in the ring, but either misjudged it or whatever happened, and it just clobbered Cam in the back of the head. And it looked rough, but he no-sold that shit.
He sure did.
And he carried on going. So hats off to you, Stripes, because that looked like it fucking hurt.
Stripes, the MVP of the night. He was checking out the other wrestler, doing like the pat down in the corner, and AJ Sanchez outside the ring. And you know, the like assembly hall chairs with the metal legs, they don't fold up or anything with the plastic back and everything. AJ Sanchez threw it up into the ring, and you could tell the second he let it go, he was thinking, no, I overshot this. And yeah, the metal leg hit Stripes in the back of the head. The rest of the frame of the chair caught him in the back. Like, it hit solid. He didn't see it coming. I don't think it was. It's 100% an accident. It's 100% an accident. And Stripes no sold it. You could tell he was heated, as he should be. He should still be heated unless he got a nice payday afterwards, kind of thing. But you know, that's one of those things where it's just, you know, that it's not going to happen again. And I'm sure AJ got his ass chewed out a little bit when he got in the back. And I'm assuming that all is good. But yeah, that's a hard way to start. I think it was the second match of the night, third match maybe.
It was, yeah.
That's a tough one. But on the other hand, though, AJ Sanchez and Creed, I think his name is. Oh, man, I'm sorry, pal. Jacob, I don't mean Creed. To. Jacob Creed, that's it. They put on a great little match. And AJ's such a good heel, dude. He's such a good chicken shit heel he's like a Bronson Reed-esque size guy. And he's got the gift of gab too. I love watching him work. It's so much fun.
Now, I tied his merch table after in the intermission, and I got my autograph. As most of you will know, I collect those. And he wrote on there with the inscription of "Watch out for the chair," which I just thought was fantastic. But he is a talent that I am very glad seems to be coming through Regina a lot more these days, because I just want to see more of him. We got him as a babyface the first time he was here.
We did. That was
great. So he seems to be a master of all trades, which I always appreciate.
Yeah. I before he started coming through our neck of the woods on these CWE tours, I follow a wrestling company out of Winnipeg. I want to say it's WPW. If I'm wrong, I'm so sorry. And I'd seen clips of him, and it seems like he's a big deal in the Canadian indie scene, especially in Western Canada. So it's awesome that we get to see him in person coming through the city with CWE pretty regularly now.
So AJ Sanchez is one of the three Canadian names I knew of before I came to Canada.
Really?
Yeah. So I'd never seen him. I didn't even know what he looked like, but I knew the name.
That's all you need, right?
And the other two, just out of interest, were Danny Duggan and Mentallo.
Every time AJ Sanchez comes through the ring, I'm like, he should come out to AJ Styles TNA music. Just, I am. It just hits me every time. And then just heal the shit out of us. I think it would be great. But yeah, nice match with those guys. It was fun to watch. Jacob Creed's getting better and better. I haven't been to a ringside wrestling show where he works as well. But you can tell over the last couple of years that I've been seeing him going from ringside to CWE. And being what seems to be a mainstay on the CWE tour in our area.
Especially in Saskatchewan.
Yeah, dude's improving every single time we see him. And it's fun to watch. And he gets the crowd going. He really does. He's a very good baby face. Yeah, he's got the music and the look and the cowboy gimmick. And yeah, it's fun to watch. So happy to see him when he's on the card.
We also were treated to Danny Duggan versus Chad Daniels. And
so good.
This match was fantastic.
This match, it could have been on TV. Like if all the stars aligned and they somehow got CWE involved with Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling, could you imagine that match on a Maple Leaf Pro show? Because I 100% could. Those guys
it was great.
Tore it down.
It's my second favorite CWE match ever.
Wow. High praise.
It was fantastic. And Danny's work is always fantastic, but he was on another level last night, both in that match and in the Rumble. He was hilarious in that Rumble.
He was. Even in the match, when he's got Chad Daniels down in a headlock and the ref is asking him if he gives up and Danny's saying, he says he sucks. I've never heard that before. I popped every time he said it. It was great. In the past, I guess a couple of my nitpicks with CWE shows, and they're not complaints, it's just me being shitty. But my nitpicks were, there's only one championship that comes through. It's a CWE title. And the other little nitpick was, is like, sometimes I wish there were storylines that connected from each show. And I know that's really hard when they only come through once a quarter in our area, but seeing how many of the same wrestlers have been coming through, I always thought, well, you could probably build some storylines here. Come to last night's show, Danny Duggan comes out with a new championship, which is an old championship, but he's got a new championship around his waist with the High Impact Wrestling logo on the sides, which, man, like 2000, late 2010s, maybe early 2010s. Mike and I went to a few HIW shows and we had a blast. And so to see an old title come back with that logo on, I'm like, damn, the title looked great. Looked great around Danny's waist, which, by the way, huge props for wearing the championship. Always a big fan of that. So we get this great match between Danny Duggan and the chiseled Chad Daniels, who, by the way, I hope he's not super turned off by it, but us chanting Chiz throughout his matches to get him fired up, and then the rest of the crowd chants Chiz as well, it makes me really happy. To me, it's just like, this is fun. This is what pro wrestling is. You're cheering or booing your guy. And sure, the chant sounds like something else sometimes, but
maybe
it's still fun to cheer and chant. And Chad Daniels, dude, that guy can work. Holy shit. As a wrestling fan, and I know I shouldn't say that word because I'm not in the business, brother, but Chad Daniels could fucking work. He's so good in that ring. And he
and
comes
also,
to work.
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, he comes to work looking prepared. You could tell the guy works out, works on his craft, and he can go in the ring. He's got the gear. He's got the gimmick. He's got the moves. And it's one of those guys that over the couple years that we've been going to these shows, we've emotionally invested in him because he comes out and works his ass off, works the crowd. And it's just, it's that simple. He plays the good guy role very, very well. In this match though, Tom, we might've seen a different side of Chad Daniels.
We did. And I kind of like it. I'm really interested to see where it goes, especially with what happened after the Rumble with him and Mantalo beating the piss out of each other, and it was very good.
So in the match between Danny Duggan and Chad Daniels, Danny Duggan always has the American flag there with him. It becomes involved in the match as the referee's taking the flag out of the ring. Danny Duggan does some heel tactics and rolls up Chad Daniels, hooking the tights for the win. So Danny Duggan wins. Chad Daniels is very upset. Doesn't like to lose. Hates to lose. Hates to lose to Danny Duggan. The guy's wearing a championship. He gives the gives Stripes the old push. Knocks him right down on his ass. Stripes goes down. And he's shocked. Like, we're getting a heel side of Chad Daniels. Or an angrier side of Chad Daniels. And you're going, what is going on? This guy's been a white meat babyface every time we've seen him. Now he's going to the dark side. We're getting dark web Chiz on our show now. I don't know if I want to see that. I don't know if I could boo the Chiz. Can I boo the Chiz?
But then we can chant dark web at him, and that's got a whole other connotation which we can bring to the surface, which would be fun.
Let him Chiz. Oh, let him Chiz.
Look who's back. Look who's back.
Somebody didn't get the memo that they were fucking fired.
Is that how this episode started?
I mean, you don't show up for work.
You don't show up, you get fired.
Listen, I'm trying to be well adjusted here, guys. Not the award winning Monday Night Mike without his meds.
Monday Night
and
Mike,
also, fuck you, UK Tom.
Hey,
Scotty, you're still banned.
I'm here. I was even here earlier than I said I was going to be.
So, speaking of who's here and who wasn't, that was a big thing we missed at CWE yesterday. And it wasn't quite the same with without Big Chief.
No Big Chief on the CWE show.
Where is Big Chief?
I just hope he's okay.
Don't we all?
That's what we wanted. We were hoping maybe a surprise entrance in the Rumble. Like, is he coming out of the Rumble? Spoiler alert, he didn't. It didn't happen.
Crude oil, our guy.
High-vis crude oil. a wrestler I've never seen before. I apologize to Mr. Oil, but I don't know the rest of your working name, brother. So you're just going to be called High-vis.
Cody Mack.
Yeah.
Interesting. He should have been Cody Rollins.
More of a mark for Peter anyway. So.
And James.
Who was that guy?
So that was James Rolfe.
Thank God for UK Tom. And God bless the CWE crew. But what was his name again? That's how quick I forgot it. So it was James Toth?
Roth.
Close enough.
Your name is Peter.
Yeah. If you don't get it, throw on Deadpool and Wolverine. You'll get it.
Yeah. And I never make jokes towards Deadpool and Wolverine or Deadpool or Deadpool 2, but you're Peter.
One thing I'd just touch on Chad Daniels is one of the reasons that we got invested in him, like Scott said, was because he worked with us.
Yes. Yeah. He gets it.
And it's the same as Big Chief and Danny and Kamikaze to a certain point. Like our corner, I don't think it's a secret that's usually the loudest.
Yeah, I'd say that's true.
If you work with us a little bit, we'll have fun with you.
I think for like the Regina crowd, and this is us always, you know, being braggadocious, but it's our fucking podcast. So we'll do whatever we want. In Regina, it seems that like, think about the Chiz chants alone. You kind of get that over with the crowd. The crowd's buying into Chiz. And there's nothing I like more than seeing elderly women and small children chanting Chiz.
There was a woman that sat behind us that was like fully into the Chiz chant.
Buy into it. But you know what? Like, I think it'll always be a stop for CWE. Like for a Tuesday show, you guys probably mentioned it. Sorry again, In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast faithful for being late.
Fired.
Regina crowds, like especially on a Tuesday, I was shocked to see that many people, but it was lively.
Yeah, it was a very lively crowd. It was very full for a Tuesday night snowstorm crowd. Mike, we were talking about Chad Daniels versus Hotshot Danny Duggan. Is he still Hotshot even though he's a heel?
Yeah, it's still there.
Okay. Just like the great match we got. Tom had said that that's his second favorite CWE show or match he's ever seen, which is high praise because we've only seen a ton of matches over the last few years.
Oh, yeah.
But just the work rate that comes into it, Danny Duggan, I believe, geared up. Like Tom said, he went to another level. I agree, and I think he found another gear and went up. And Chad Daniels matched him. And just to catch Mike up really, really quick, I had said that two of my previous nitpicks about CWE was there's only one championship, and that's all we ever seen. And we never see it change hands or anything. And two, there's never a really like connecting storylines from show to show. And we got both of those things kind of fixed within that one match. And Danny Duggan comes out with a new championship. And we're getting an evolution of Chad Daniels, which could be a heel turn, which leads me into the vignette that we saw at the show. A steel cage is coming to CWE. And the way things kind of ended with the Rumble and Chad Daniels going after Mentallo, wanting to stab him with his chisel later.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. To me, I'm like, that has to be the steel cage match. You've already planted that seed and told that story of the heel turn of Chad Daniels in Regina. If you're bringing the cage to Regina, that's the only match I think fits in there right now because there's a story there.
So now, I don't know if this was me reading in too much into it, but or misunderstanding the vignette, but it looked to me like it was like the old TNA lockdown and the whole show was in the cage.
Interesting.
Oh, because,
and I was also thinking earlier that I kind of hope it is because I do not want an intermission long enough for them to put up an indie cage.
Oh man, I never really put any thought into like, oh, this could take a while to set up and sit down and take down.
So
Stripes doesn't get much help unless it's a chair to the back of the head.
Did so. I was gonna say, of course, I missed the fucking chair throw heard around the world.
Yeah, you did,
well,
but
that's
our
what
listeners
you get
love
for
it.
Being late.
Yeah,
no, they don't. They support the fired.
Fuck you, UK Tom. Bringing this up to the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast board officials.
You mean
which is
me?
Both me and UK Tom. Yeah. So
fuck off, Mike.
Well, you've now seen a meeting of the board of officials of the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Mike, real quick, thoughts on the chair to the back of the head for Stripes?
I mean, the toss happened. And once it left his hands, it literally was like, oh, that's going to hit him. But time stood still. And Stripes, I mean, there's no secret. He's a fan favorite as well.
We love Stripes.
Big time.
Yeah, he's coming out, dapper new haircut, a true professional.
Wearing a belt
like
and everything.
He's a true professional. Yeah, that's right.
Shirt tucked in.
Yeah, looking good, like a pro.
Yeah.
But you could tell the rest of the night, like, I'm off now. Like, and it worries in his head, right? Like, you get anxious and it's in your head. Like, he kept checking his head. I'm like, there wasn't blood there the first time, brother. Like, you're okay. But I get it. Like, in that moment, you're just like, oh, my God. So, and for him to continue on. Granted, like, continue on after that.
Yeah.
Now, who else is going to ref? The guy in the leopard print jacket? The guy could barely get in the ring.
And he couldn't turn his fucking mic off.
Yeah, that's honestly the only negative of the show. And it's just audio issues are a fucking bitch. And when you're not in that venue every week and they're only there once every 4 or 5 months, who knows what has been fucked with all the amps and the connections and stuff. So
yeah.
It sucks. It happens. But it did kind of just take it away. Plus, I was interested to see what the new ring announcer sounded like and how he did his job, because that's just a fun part of the show when it comes to, oh, this is a new face. I wonder how he's going to do. Yeah. And I'm sure he did well, but we couldn't really hear him that well. But the way CWE runs their shows, I guarantee you that won't be an issue the next show.
No. And I guess we should also talk about, we had Lucha Legend with us. Juventud Guerrera was in Regina.
The Hoovy juice was loose.
And did you see the fun fact CWE posted?
I did. I actually retweeted it on the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast Twitter account. Go give it a follow at In My House Pod.
Hmm.
Nice plug.
The fun fact they saw?
Yeah, we gimmick infringement. We'll sue them for free tickets and a title change at the next show.
Booking power. We want a title change. But go ahead, Tom. You were talking about Hoovy.
Hoovy was, he looked great. He still moved way faster than any of us can, and I'm including you in that, Mike. And he looked great. It was a fun match in there with Sean Moore. And Hoovy played to the crowd very, very well. And I enjoyed seeing him.
Hoovy was fantastic. I wasn't sure what to expect. I knew he was a smaller guy, but man, he's really smaller now.
He's shorter than me.
Yeah.
That's hard to do.
The guy could still go. The guy could still work. We got some high-flying lucha action. I kind of wish we would have established a little bit more who was working heel and babyface. Because Sean Moore was more going towards the baby face and Hoovy was doing some sort of heel tactics, but he's also like getting the crowd to chant Hoovy and cheer for him in a very baby face way. So I kind of wish you either just go heel baby face or hey, let's both be baby faces and just have a great wrestling match. But Hoovy, it was fun to watch. The fact that we get these legends here in our little city is not lost on me at all. He was great with the crowd. He even got one of the crowd members to hold his phone, so he recorded the whole match. Which I'm so curious. Like, did they discuss that before? Because I don't think that they did. And now the guy's sitting there with his daughter, and now he's got to hold a wrestling legend's phone up the whole time for the entire match to get it. But have you guys noticed this trend? Because I've noticed this trend at CWE when they have legends more than a handful of times. When the like throughout the show before the legend comes out. Crowd's usually pretty hot. We do a pretty good job of getting the crowd going for cheering for the hometown guys, whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
When the legends come out, nobody cheers very loud anymore. And I'm assuming it's because they got their phones out. I didn't really look around too much, but it gets really quiet. I've noticed that the last three shows for sure, that when the legend comes out, it just dies, and then they've got to like really get them to start cheering. Like, come on, guys! Like, it happened to D'Lo.
Well, I disagree there.
Yeah, I think D'Lo got the pop.
We were the whole crowd and us. That's when we did the nation, and the crowd was going nuts.
That was the second time he came out, though, because when he first came out to just talk on the mic.
No, the nation thing was the first time.
It was the second time.
It was not.
Thomas.
I was pretty wasted, so I.
But it is something I've noticed where the crowd isn't like really popping for the legend when they come out. And I'm just like, what's going on? But I just assume everyone's on their phone. I've got my phone out. I'm not going to lie, but I also will cheer along with and get people going here. So
I know why it is.
What's that?
And it's something that has been recommended that they look at changing.
Mm.
And that is because the legend is there for the meet and greet before the show.
Oh,
so they lose the pop, because I mean I was still excited to see Hoovy wrestle, but sure. I'd already talked to him, I'd had my photo, I'd talked to him again, I got the mask. It's lost. I always think there should be no meet and greet before the show, because then the pop's gone.
I mean, for those who go for that, I also think when you come after matches that are not a Uncle Dave five star, it sucks the life out of the room.
Yeah.
But I also do wonder if, because they were on what, fifth, I think?
Was it right before and the intermission?
I believe so.
Okay.
And by that point, I think the fact that it was a Tuesday show was kicking in with the crowd. And I think people were starting to get a little bit tired.
Mm. Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm sure there could be some adjustments made there, but it's just an observation I've had where I'm like, why isn't everyone going nuts? But they go nuts for like when Jacob Creed comes out, it gets loud, even without us kind of helping out, it gets loud. But when Hoovy came out last night, it was us and maybe another handful of people, but it was very quiet. I was like, come on now. But yeah, they could have already met them.
And I also wonder if, I don't know how to word this, but half the crowd are there for the CWE regulars and the people that they know. And then there's half the crowd, which we would probably fall into both of these camps, but there's half of the crowd that are there for the name.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that a good portion of that crowd didn't know who Hoovy was. And that's not a knock on Hoovy at all, or CWE, or anybody. It's just, it's Saskatchewan.
Yeah. No, that's so true. Saskatchewan crowds are just fucking awful at everything, if I have to be honest
the
here.
Fuck? I'm a part of a Saskatchewan crowd. So yeah, is UK Tom.
You're still fired.
You guys are the...
What the fuck?
You guys are the minority. I've been to concerts. I've been to comedians. I've been to hockey games, football games, and unless it's wearing green and white and it's a football field, crowds fucking suck here. They absolutely are trash. What's that?
We were the what?
The green and white?
The minority?
Yeah. Hey, you're fine. Sit down. You're fine. The night ended with a Royal Rumble-esque match.
Now, that was a silent crowd.
A little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit. I don't know, maybe because I've never really seen a Royal Rumble before, except for at CWE shows. I just enjoy them. I think they're fun. I know that it's, you know, 10, 15 people at most kind of thing, right? I think we got 15 people last night. And I just think they're super fun. It's a little bit of chaos in the ring. You got headline Sean Martin doing the strut in the middle of the ring, in the middle of the rumble. And I'm just popping big time for it. I think he's one of those guys that, man, he just comes out and he works and gets his Ric Flair-esque Ravishing Rick Rude gimmick in. And it, to me, it works. It's fun to watch. I just enjoy it so much, but doing that in the middle of the rumble, I got a nice little giggle out of that. Is it Robbie Sharp? Rob Sharp?
Bobby.
Bobby Sharp.
Bobby Sharp.
One of a kind.
I enjoyed the Rumble, but by that point, a day of having to talk at work and then some yelling earlier in the show, my voice was shot. So
yeah, I lit up for it, man. Kamikaze comes in there and he's flying around like crazy. I think he had a really strong night last night in the ring.
He did. He always does. Kamikaze's a great guy.
It's one of those things where it's like, cool, this guy comes out with the gimmick that he's got. His entrance video is fucking incredible. I don't know if he's ever released it on social media, but if he hasn't, he needs to, just because it's maybe 15 seconds long, but I fucking loved it. I finally saw it, I think, when he came out for the Rumble. It's like, that's awesome. But the guy comes out, puts on great, great matches for us every time he's coming through the city. And I mean, that's a guy that I think should be winning a championship when he comes through. I'm just going to say it.
This is one thing that makes me laugh so much. So I think there was one CWE show that I was at and you guys weren't.
Yeah, what a travesty.
And it was Davey Boy Smith. It was that show. Okay. That show had two title changes on it.
What?
Davey won a title earlier in the night and he lost it later that night.
Oh, my God.
So
when was that?
I don't remember, but it was, you guys weren't there.
Were we still calling you Great Britain at that point? We didn't learn your name.
I mean, it might have been. It was the second show I went to in the Riddell Center, I think. So
I thought we'd been to all of them at the Riddell Center, but there was one early on, not too long after we'd met you.
Yeah,
didn't go to for whatever reason.
The first one was in up in Argyle Park and in that community center with no bar.
That's so right. Was that the one with the IRS? That's where we met, right?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And just going back to the cage a second.
Yeah.
How the fuck are they going to put a cage in the Riddell Center?
There's parts of me that think there's a chance it's not in the Riddell Center when
I think we're getting a new venue for that show. A cage wouldn't fit.
I don't even know how you'd get it into the building.
I don't think you would.
I'm very curious to see where it's going to be. And I've never, outside of WrestleMania 32, where we saw a Hell in a Cell match, never seen a cage match in person. So very excited about it. I'm telling you right now, whoever's in that match, lay it in. The cage is a weapon.
Now, a little bit of a fun in my house quiz. No, that's not the right word. Not quiz. I can't think of the word. Prediction.
Okay.
Do we get color at a CWE show with the cage?
No.
I'm going to say yes, because that's what the cage does. The cage is a weapon.
I think we do.
Nope.
You don't think that Mentallo is not going to run the Chiz's face all over steel cage and the Chiz is going to bleed? I think it's going to happen. I'm booking that match.
Nope. I also just got to give props again to Chad. I know we've given him a lot this show, but Chad Daniels drove from Winnipeg to Regina yesterday before having that match.
Damn.
And doing that drive in that snowstorm to then go out and steal the show. I mean, great, great effort.
It was a well done show. We had a blast at it, and we're getting a cage match in February.
No blood.
There will be.
Monday Night Mike is saying no blood. Tom is saying there will be blood.
I've abandoned my boy. I'll
run the blade myself if I have to, just to prove a point.
UK Tom's getting color at the show. It'll be great. Mike, any other takeaways from the show that last night?
You know, calling someone, they're saying they're calling themselves stupid. I popped for it. When Danny kept saying, he's like, he says he's stupid. I'm like, again, he said that? But you know what? I love watching Danny wrestle. I think he's hilarious. Like, I think he's got a cartoonish edge. I think it's so good.
It works.
The heel gimmick clearly works. Like, even though we love it.
Yeah. Like,
I'm a Canadian, but that American gimmick gets me where I'm just like, yep.
We've got to sit through the 2 minute and 2.5 minute Proud to Be an American song before Danny even comes out. And when that first happened, the first time I said, what the fuck is going on? This is bullshit. You're wasting my time. Now, I love that song. I want it to play all the way through. And the guy's great on the microphone. I like what he said on the mic last night. I like when he's in the ring being a heel and saying, Americans don't cheat. I'm not a cheater. It's just, he's got it so dialed in. And he's got a championship too, and he wears it around his waist. He doesn't carry it over his shoulder. So he's my wrestler of the week.
And he's got one hell of a tan.
That tan. When he dropped the straps and his chest is like kind of darker than the rest of his body, the old fellas next to me that wouldn't stop staring at me.
Yeah, he really liked Scott.
And then they left.
And then left at intermission. When I was busting Danny's chops about hit him with the tan. They just stared at me like, what are you saying? You're an idiot. And I was just like,
that's not the worst thing you're going to hear.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely not.
Did you not hear us chanting chiz? He's going to chiz on him. Here comes the chiz.
Yeah.
He said all of those things. Yeah. Guys, we've got to wrap it up. We're about to run out of time here.
Shit.
AEW's got a pay-per-view this weekend. Go watch that or go support your local pro wrestling as they come through. For UK Tom, Monday Night Mike, I'm Scotty Villa. This has been the In My House Pro Wrestling Podcast.
Fuck you, Tom.